And we're back at EAA Radio. That's 96.5 FM and 1210 AM and EAARadio.net on the internet. We have another guest. We've got Lynn Freeman. Lynn is the president of Build-A-Plane, a 501c3 charitable organization. We learned what that was just two segments ago, that has placed more than 200 airplanes in high schools across the United States so that kids get the chance to build real airplanes in school. Lynn also edits aviation magazines for AJ Publications. Not anymore. He's giving me this look.
No, I do.
Out of Jupiter, Florida. I'm like, no, that's not possible. Anyhow, Lynn, thank you so much for coming on Attitude Adjustment.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Hey, today is Teacher Day, isn't it?
No, it was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. How did I mess that up?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to keep things separated in a wild show at AirVenture.
This is a busy place.
It's a busy place. How'd it go?
It was great. We have teachers from all over the country that sign up and come and listen to these presentations. We had a couple of Canucks this year and somebody from France, and so it was very well attended, and there was lots of really pretty darn interesting and fascinating stuff that teachers got to listen to.
Like what?
Well, we had presentations from, all of the alphabet groups to tell them about different aviation education programs that were available to teachers. We had, for example, a gentleman there who was a corrections officer from Washington State. There's a judge up there who sentences juvenile offenders to build a plane.
Whoa.
These kids, they do their time, their penance, by coming and learning how to build real airplanes.
Wow, that is an interesting thing.
Isn't that interesting?
I never heard of anything like
me
that.
Me neither. But yeah, it's absolutely true. So we have a lot of interesting things like that. We even had an aviation psychotherapist who talked about the difference in male and female brains and how to motivate male kids and how to motivate female kids to learn more about aviation. So, we get just a real wonderful selection of people that come and present at Teachers Day.
I should get that lady to come and talk to my wife because she's always trying to figure out how to motivate me. So she should have been here.
Well, she's available. She's available.
Well, I would assume they learn more about the Build-A-Plane project while they're there at Teacher Day as well.
Well, they do. They learn about Build-A-Plane, although we've been doing this for about, oh gosh, I think this is our sixth year that we've put on Teachers Day. And a lot of teachers, because we change the format or the program each year, a lot of teachers are repeat offenders.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. And so they've learned about building
credits, don't they? They get continuing ed credits.
We don't do that anymore.
Okay,
we used to. It seemed like it just wasn't all that necessary or all that popular an idea. So we've discontinued that. But we do give them a certificate of participation, which they can put in their little portfolio and show that they've been out doing great stuff.
Excellent.
And this year was really fun. We got to tell them about the Aviation Design Challenge, which is what Build-A-Plane does. We've done it for the last 3 years with GAMA, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association. And what we do is we encourage high schools to sign up for this design contest, and we take about 150 high schools around the country. We run a nationwide competition. We send out software to these schools, and the software allows kids to design and then build and then fly an airplane virtually. And the software records all of the performance parameters and sends that information back to Washington, D.C. And GAMA looks at the information, and they determine which airplane was designed by kids around the country, which airplane was the best airplane that got designed. And then we take four kids from that high school, plus their teacher, plus a chaperone, and we fly them all to the Glass Air Factory in Arlington, Washington, and they spend 2 weeks getting to build a real airplane. They build a Glass Air Sportsman, and we have now built four complete Glass Air Sportsmen. Two of them are here at the show on display right now, And we've already got the airplane for 2017 lined up. So it's been a real popular program.
And then do they get to go for a ride in it once it's done?
Well, often we try to work that out. But, you know, what happens is that after the airplane is completed, the FAA has to come out and bless it. And once the FAA blesses it, then it has to have some hours flown off of it, typically about 40 hours. And so the kids aren't still there when that happens. But they're often reunited with the project later on. I mean, the first one we did, I was involved in that. I mean, I actually physically did a lot of the building, and I flew to the kids' homes after we got all the time flown off the airplane so that they could have a chance to ride.
That's really nice. Yeah. That's really nice. And it's just so great to see this program growing, because I know in the beginning you were getting donated junk airplanes. You were getting donated kits that people couldn't finish. And
we still get a lot of that.
And you still get a lot of that.
We put probably 35 to 40 airplanes like that every year into schools around the country. The schools that, I mean, they get to vote on whether they want the airplane. We say, okay, here's someone's given us a Sasquatch 3 and it's, you know, partially completed, or, you know, it's a, you know, whatever. And so the schools get to vote on whether they really want that. And we still find a lot of interest like that. We're doing a gang intervention program right now in Southern California with an airplane just like that. We've got a museum in Salt Lake City that's building a big plexiglass display area inside the museum. And inside that display, kids will be building an airplane, one of these kid airplanes that's partially completed. So, you know,
well, what do you
a lot
hear from the
there.
Kids themselves? What do they say when they've gone through this process?
Well, you know, most of them, quite honestly, it just rocks their world. I got to meet just an hour ago with two kids from one of our sportsman builds from year before last. And they're both in college now as aerospace engineers because of that experience. It just rocks their world. So we're very lucky to get to be involved with something like that.
Wow. And at the high schools, I mean, do the kids, do they sort of compete to be in that group to help build the airplane? Or how do they choose them? I mean, they just have to say, I'd like to do it? Or?
Yeah, it's different at every darn art school. We have a local hero, you know, somebody that's willing to take responsibility for the project. And they bring kids along with them, sometimes three or four kids, sometimes a dozen kids. I got a call a few years ago from a man who said, oh, gosh, you know, I've got this class and we're so excited. We want to start build a plane today. And went, oh, please help us. Please, please, we want to do this. I said, okay, let me help. He says, yeah, but let me tell you one thing first. He said, we're 500 miles from the nearest road.
Where was this?
Eskimo Village in Alaska.
Whoa. Well, no wonder they wanted an airplane.
And we
just put Tundra tires on it when it's done.
we got an American company, Indus Aviation, that makes little LSAs, and they said, okay, that's such a great story. We'll donate an entire kit, airplane, engine and all, to these kids. It's so great. But you have to go to pick it up from the factory, which is in Bangalore, India. But, you know, we got Federal Express to pick it up and fly it to Anchorage for free. And then a local freight hauler picked it up and flew it to Bethel for free. And another freight hauler picked it up and flew it on into this little Eskimo village. And we've got pictures of the fuselage parts going by snowmobile the last bit of the way over to, and you know what, you're talking about kids that get picked or don't picked. This project was so exciting to the local kids that were building this airplane that some of the other Eskimo villages heard about it, and the kids would steal their parents' snowmobiles, snow machines as they call them, and drive like 20, 30 miles through the tundra to come to the school where the airplane was being built so that they could do it too.
Wow.
And one of the villages, in fact, it's only accessible by water in August. You know, the bay melts enough that they can get a barge in and it restocks the village. And that next year in August, when the boat came in, there was an airplane kit on that barge, and now this other Eskimo village is building an airplane. So
I think that's
it's
so
great
amazing.
Stuff. It's great
it really
stuff.
Is.
It is.
Well, and you have you got any international builds right now?
We don't this second. We're working. We're talking to a kid in Nigeria.
Okay.
But no, nothing that's international this exact second.
Logistically, they're challenging.
It's difficult to when kids approach us from foreign lands like that. It's tough stuff because, you know, we're not in a position to go buy them an airplane kit and ship it over to them. And we typically are looking for donations in the area and then, you know, forwarding them on. And so it's tough when you're...
So you need boots on the ground in some other places, really. You need to tap into the teachers.
That's a great idea, Amy. That's a great idea.
That would be nice.
We haven't really stretched out that far, but that would be a great aspiration.
Well, you've done such a good job in the U.S., is what I'm seeing. I'm really seeing all these more and more pockets of build a plane where it's touched people's lives, and like you said, it's sticking. You know, it's like spaghetti in the wall because you're bringing in a lot of kids from a lot of very diverse backgrounds, and not all of them are going to turn out to be aeronautical engineers or pilots or mechanics, but maybe two here and three there that would have never been exposed. And that's the magic of it, isn't it?
Yes, we've been very lucky. We've been very lucky. We have a lot of really wonderful experiences and stories. The kids have come out of build-a-plane programs and gone on into college that wouldn't have gone into college, you know, before that. And some of them have gone on to Embry-Riddle and all kinds of things. So,
How big is the build-a-plane organization? I mean, itself.
There's only about three of us that actually do the work every day. So, yeah.
Wow.
Where can people find out more information about
Build-A-Plane?
The best
thing to do is to log on to our website. Oddly enough, it's named buildaplane.org.
There you go.
I would have never thought of that.
Lynn Freeman, thank you so much for taking the time to come and be on EAA Radio. We have had such a great session with you. Keep smiling. I think we have adjusted your attitude.
And
hopefully we've done that for our listeners. All right. We're going to move on to the noon stuff. Thanks again. It's been a great show. Signing out.
Okay. Thanks.
See you later.
Thanks, Rod.